Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. That's great to hear.
Yeah. I'm Steph.
And I'm Pat.
And this is Not Proud of It. My allergies are horrendous.
Like yours and a million others.
Yeah. Well, I'm just apologizing ahead of time because like my throat's been super dry today, so I'm probably not going to sound the greatest. There's probably going to be a lot of coughing.
Be a lot of bees,
but we're gonna follow through with it. Power through it. That's what I was trying to say.
There you go. We're gonna follow through it.
Yep. So what's up? What do you got going on? Wow.
I was trying to think of what's going on in society these days, and I just don't know.
Trump's on trial.
Trump's on trial. The guy set himself on fire.
Yeah. I wrote down when I posted the pictures, when I wrote down what to post pictures of, I put that couple that was murdered in the bar was from Genoa City, but they were actually from Elkhorn. So I don't know if I just wrote down the wrong city or if we cited the wrong city, but they were from Elkhorn. The murder happened in Elkhorn. Elkhorn. Well, I wrote Genoa City.
I think we said.
There's those allergies.
I thought we said bless Elkhorn.
You. Well, I'm just wanted to say in case I screwed it up.
And thank you for your blessings. Thanks. Blessings.
There's been two fatal city bus crashes in 48 hours.
In Milwaukee?
Yeah.
I saw that Luke Bryan fell.
Oh, wow.
On stage. I think it was Luke Bryan.
That takes precedence over fatal bus crashes for sure.
Well, he fell.
And he's dead.
He slipped on somebody threw their phone on stage, and he slipped on their phone. And then.
Here?
No. At a concert. Nashville, I think. Morgan Wallen fell.
Morgan Wallen threw a chair off of a roof, and he's going to get in some trouble.
In Nashville as well.
Yeah. Things are getting wild in the Nash.
And then Kid Cudi broke his foot.
Jeez.
Jumping off of a stage at like Coachella. And then Cardi B.
You gotta realize they're not these young bucks that they think they are anymore.
Cardi B threw something at an audience member who threw.
She does that a lot.
The person threw it on stage first, and then she retaliated.
Nice. So the city buses. One of them, what made me think of it was because you sneezed and the guy, the bus like landed on top of him and he was like getting crushed by the bus.
Oh man.
And he was in the hospital, but he survived. I wasn't paying attention to how he survived, but he said that the last thing he remembered was that he sneezed and somebody on the bus said, bless you. And then they got hit by a car. Cars are just like ramming into these buses.
So the guy was on a bus.
Yeah.
He sneezed, a car hit the bus, and somehow
something landed on top of him.
He said all he could remember was the bus crushing him. The bus, and then the bus landed on him?
Yeah, I mean, like, three people died, so it must have been, like, a pretty bad crash. Hmm. I mean, look at House.
Yeah. What's up with this? Why are people crashing into buses?
Because the driving in Milwaukee is out of freaking control. I mean, they're finally going to institute that driver's ed is offered through schools again, I think.
Because
the driving is getting so out of control.
I feel like that's
not going to help.
Yeah. It's not your demographic.
But it is crazy that everyone is just out to learn how to drive themselves.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild. Like, I get that, like, you still have to go to the DMV and, like, pass your driver's test and yada, yada, yada. But, like...
Yeah, there's no, like, education to start.
Like, if a crazy person is teaching you how to drive, then you're going to drive like a crazy person.
Well, and driver's ed, it was a requirement, right?
I don't think so.
In Johnsburg? Or not Johnsburg, Illinois?
It's a requirement. I mean, it is offered through school. I don't think you have to take it.
I thought our schools, like, required us to take driver's ed. Like,
I think it's
everybody
just
that was.
Oh. I know people that didn't take driver's ed. Because there was private driving classes as well, or you could wait until you were 18 and then just go to the DMV yourself.
I guess because it wasn't like during school.
Mine was.
No, mine wasn't.
Oh,
well, part of it was though. I remember the driving part was like either before school or after school. Like we weren't just driving around during the afternoon.
I was, but my driver's ed was first period. But it was definitely I drove.
I mean, I drove, but I just didn't. I drove in the morning, like before school.
I don't remember. I don't think I did. I think I drove at like a normal time.
I think we had this conversation once before.
I don't know. But yeah, so drive's getting out of control.
And then that car that slammed into like the, it was like a child's birthday party. Did you see that?
No.
It killed like 3 kids.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like crashed into like a building. And there was like, it was like a, one, I think it was like a trampoline place or something. And
in Wisconsin?
I think, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, like car went like airborne and like through like a brick building.
That's crazy. Wow.
So yeah, be careful on the roads, everyone.
We caught a ghost on tape.
Yeah.
On the last episode. I don't know if anybody heard it, but I guess I could probably play it, huh?
Yeah, I think you could.
So at 6 minutes and 27 seconds.
Oh man, this is, we're about to enter like a parallel universe if you're gonna play something from like the beyond.
Well, I played it in here already.
Into on this on speaker?
No.
That's what I'm saying. We're playing it into a universe
that it lived in.
Yeah.
Okay,
you know,
so
unleash something.
Let's see.
But yeah.
Okay, so what you're going to hear is the episode from last week. It's me and Pat talking about how Viagra ads would end up on your computer. And
I don't have my computer.
No, you don't. God, hopefully we don't have any research that needs to be done.
Yeah.
But so, and then there's a point where a voice will just say, yeah, it's at 6 minutes and 27 seconds. It sounds like to me, it sounds like me, but
I thought it sounded like me,
but we're both kind of like talking at the same time that it talks. So here we go.
Yeah, this is a brand new laptop and I've never looked up Viagra.
Okay.
Then somebody within the network is looking up Viagra.
That's weird.
Yeah. Because remember when
this is a beer garden finder.
God, I rewound it too far. Sorry, guys. We're at...
Nice.
We still got 10 seconds.
This. And then...
Because remember...
Task force.
Right, coming
remember
up.
When I used to always get ads for the catering place that they would use for lunch? Yeah.
Oh. But you never...
Did yeah, so it did sound like you.
Yeah.
You're like, the place that we get from the catering lunch, yes.
Yes. And then I was like whispering yes to myself. We'll play it one more time.
Interesting.
Or personally just no. Something. Yeah, it has this, and then...
Because remember...
Task force?
Remember when I used to always get ads for the catering place that they would use for lunch? Yeah.
Oh.
That is weird. That is weird.
Very weird.
Yeah, like there's definitely like a different octave.
Yes.
There's no way you could go from that to that.
To what how I was talking.
But that person remembers.
Yeah, they knew. At least someone's listening to me. But so I was talking to Bridget about it, and she was like, that's so crazy. Like, it totally sounds like it could be you. I wonder if somehow there was like a glitch or whatever else. So then I was like, well, maybe when I transferred it to MP3, somehow like, you know, it like got like jumbled and, but like you said, like the tone in which I'm talking, I don't feel like I ever say yes like that in that episode.
Yeah, correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. But so I was like, well, let me check the original file on GarageBand before it gets converted to MP3 and see if the yes is on there. So I pull up my laptop, go to GarageBand, and the entire file is blank.
To me, it reminds me of like when you would be watching like a show on TV.
Blank people.
Yeah, that's wild.
That is the weirdest. Yeah. I like you brushed over that as if that wasn't a big deal.
Well, you told me this already, so it didn't resonate as much because I've already heard it. But when you originally told me, I was like, what?
Yeah, so it's like the ghost knew that it was recorded, and it was like, shit, I gotta freaking...
delete because, everything.
So the front half of the episode is blank. You can see all of the time. It tells you how long it is. Front half is blank. Second half, where we Pat got confused about, like, people saying his name or whatever. And then we took a break for him to, like, digest that, and then we came back. All of that's still on there. So it's just the first half of the episode that is non-existent anymore, except for on...
The
internet.
Yeah. What I was going to say is it reminds me of when you'd be watching a TV show on TV and it would like start and then go to commercial a little bit, mm-hmm. like offset, oh, yeah, you yeah. know,
mm-hmm.
like it wasn't timed right, or yeah. like it would like start a commercial and then like cut to another commercial.
Mm-hmm.
That's
oh my god. And then so then I'm talking to Bridget about how crazy it is and whatever else, and she was like, you should leave the stuff recording when you go to work and see if you pick anything up. And I said, absolutely not. In what world would I ever do that?
I feel like the
you're asking for trouble.
And then also, like, what? You just got to sit there and, like, listen to 8 hours well, I mean, I guess you could just
look
air?
At, you could look at, like,
true.
If there's any sound bars. I mean,
I'm down for it.
No!
I'll listen to it. oh, man, that car just driving by made me think of DoorDash, and that really made me want
Chinese food?
I was thinking
Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah.
We've been hitting wings. It hard.
I know, but it's so good.
Yeah, it has been really good lately. But so then I'm driving, listening to Spotify, listening to a rock mix, you know, just like one that Spotify just like generically makes for you. I've been listening to it for a while. Okay, driving home from work. I'm on a song I like. I'm like, heck yeah, feeling it. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, it just switched to my jams playlist and starts playing a different song.
Okay.
What?
It's like, nope, you're done with this now.
I'm being haunted. Man, my bra
digitally.
Like, yeah. It's like that movie, what, Mobile or Pulse, where the Wi-Fi is like killing people. But yeah, so crazy stuff. Crazy stuff
yeah,
indeed.
Yeah, I don't know. That's bizarre. Yeah, that's the first time. You played it for me once or twice before.
Yeah, and we were at a bar.
And yeah, we can't really tell when that came. But it sounded like me before, but that's definitely a female's voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it does not sound like you.
But it kind of does.
Kind of, but like...
But not really.
You never get like that...
Gentle.
Yes, there you go. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Like ever.
All right. I'm sure if I'm like talking to Alan,
I don't know,
baby or something.
Yes.
Do you need something? Yes. Yes.
See what you turned British. That person wasn't sure. British. I don't think you do it in a serious manner.
I also sent a message this morning about there was a person at the queue behind me, and she was on a Teams call, and she was I had a question.
You guys don't use Teams.
We do for meetings.
Oh, I guess you Zoom.
No.
Well,
message throughout the company via Skype.
Or and, Skype, I'm yeah. sorry.
And then our meetings are all held through Teams.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know.
Okay.
Who am I
not to make changes?
Yeah. But, so she's, like, on this call, and she was like, okay, I'm going to share my screen. I'm not sure if you'll be able to see it on your mobile. I was like,
but, like,
what?
Didn't have, like, an accent?
Did not, just straight up said just like that. I'm not sure if you'll be able to see it since you're on your mobile. Lady, you're not British. We call them... I'm not sure if you'll be able to see it because you're on your phone, for starters. We don't
you're
call them
mobile.
Mobiles.
You're mobile.
You're mobile. On your mobile. I was like, what? Hello, Moto.
I wish I could just, like... throw things in there like that in conversation just to throw people off, like, you know,
yeah,
just like throw in just random vocabulary
mobile.
That is applicable, but would see it coming.
I
know.
It was so funny. I was like, what the god, it was fucking
that's what you were like, what happened?
See this tiny thing?
Yeah, it's like a gnat. Kill it. Nice. Now you're the outside world thinks you're getting their attention.
Help! Yeah, so that was probably the ghost that just said that. Now everyone's gonna wonder what's the ghost and what's me. It's
yeah.
all the ghost.
It probably.
But yeah. It was pretty crazy when I was listening to the podcast because I go to work and then I listen to it on my earbuds and then I'll jot down what I should post pictures of. So I'm listening to it and I hear that yes, like clear as day because obviously I know what we say.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? So I rewound it, turned my volume up as much as I could, texted everyone that I knew listened to the podcast.
Did you play it backwards?
No.
Oh.
You. But yeah, so that was crazy. And then also, your mom commented on our episode photos today and posted a photo of her nutcrackers. So my mom... my mom sent us hers, you know, do you recall
yeah.
seeing my mom's nutcrackers? Yeah. So then your mom posted on, commented and said, doesn't everyone own these?
Yeah, those are them.
Why does every parent have these?
I don't know. I have a set of nutcrackers.
So my Aunt Betty has them, your mom has them, my mom has them, like the exact same pair.
Yeah, we definitely don't have a pair of nutcrackers.
Oh my god, look at this little rock, like, perfectly placed in the middle.
Yeah, that's what I was like. It looks like she's cracking that rock.
That's so funny.
But yeah, it is so, it looks like a switchblade.
Yeah.
Interesting. Just that's start like a that fancy around. Pair of, like...
It's the same kind my mom had.
I know, but, like, they're very, like, they put a lot of, like, yeah. work into making a nutcracker.
Well, and then your mom commented, because I was like, what the hell, does everyone have these? And she said... You always put a bowl of nuts out during the holidays,
which is not, exactly what not my mom during said. My youth, I've never had a bowl of unshelled.
I did
nuts.
Clearly, I don't know if you looked at the episode photos, but that's the picture I used.
Nobody breaks nuts with a look at these a nutcracker. Yeah, those are. Them.
I think because those are decorative. You want to get that guy full of nuts?
Why do they make them?
Decorative. Just like, probably from the lock of the honey bell jigs or whatever.
What did you just say? The lock of the honey nut Cheerios.
The lock of the honey bell jigs. That should be the name of our episode.
Is that a real thing?
It's called like the March of lock? The Honey Bell Queen. What is it? It's
never heard of this.
I'll just Google where the nutcracker came from. Where did nutcrackers come from? Since my researcher left.
I told you. I forgot.
Okay, well, that's not.
Here, I'll help you out.
Nutcracker movie. No. Son of a gun. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But so, while we're on the nutcrackers, if other people, other listeners, have fancy nutcrackers, please send photos of them our way.
They'll all look the same.
I'm really interested to know. I'll find it later. Like, March of the Honeybell Queen or something. March of the... Something or other. But yeah, because that's crazy. And I think that's a phenomenon of some sort.
That everybody has the same pair of nutcracker?
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
So funny.
I don't know. I think you're just making this up because...
No, I'm not.
There's nothing, but...
Somebody right. will know.
Google doesn't know. And I even typed in, like, honey... March of the Nutcracker, and it's just like, that's a thing. March of the Nutcracker, but there's no honeybee, honeybell, honey twinkle time. But, yeah. So, I had a conversation with a gaggle of co-workers.
Oh, it's all just bee stuff.
That's what I was seeing. Yeah. Not sure what's going on there. and it was about, like, what they would collect in their youth.
Yeah, like, my sister collected erasers and stickers.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah.
So, like...
Like, but cool erasers. Not just, like, those pink ones. But, like, not...
The ones that would go on, the pencil or just the eraser?
I think she would collect both.
Both?
Yeah.
These are the ones that would go on the erasers. Well, those were, like, kind of funny... Sometimes, but usually it was like your standard, just like mm-hmm. little
like
cone.
Pink tip one.
Yeah,
yeah.
But like the big rubber ones, those were fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I didn't collect them.
No, what did you collect?
I collected your standard. Everybody collects, and that was mainly tech decks. It was tech decks, Pogs.
Right.
Somebody I was talking to was wrestling action figures, and I remember I didn't really collect them, but I had wrestling action figures. But I think the biggest thing I remember collecting and, like, caring about was those little football helmets.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think my brother had those, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get them, like, the 50-cent machine.
Yeah.
Quarter machine, whatever you want to call it. But I remember, like, that was like something I was like, oh, I have like a, it was like the Indianapolis, what was like the Oilers? Remember?
I have no idea.
And then they became like the Colts.
I didn't know that.
They had like an oil rig on their helmet.
No idea. I didn't know any of that.
But yeah, so which I brought up the football helmets, and then somebody else said that they collected football helmets, and I didn't know that was like a thing, but why wouldn't it be? I mean, it was.
Yeah, they existed for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't collect anything.
Nothing?
Mm-mm. I have no memory of collecting anything.
Rosie said she collected Tamagotchis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She must be rich. Like, were they all broken?
I don't know. Were they expensive?
I have no idea. They had to have been, because I'd never got a Tamagotchi. I got a Gigapet, which was like the Aldi brand.
Maybe it was Gigapets.
Then I've gone on this rant a million times, I know, but they never lived past the age of 7. So they were just really depressing. But
like, what would you have, like, 50 of them and, like, be trying to...
Right, are you keeping them all alive? That's what I'm saying.
And then once they die, you just restart. Over. Yeah. So it's not like... It's like the device doesn't work anymore.
It just has a graveyard of Gigapets. The Gigapet graveyard. I guess maybe... I was going to say marbles, but I'd be lying. I had a lot of marbles, though, but I think they were for a game that we had.
But you didn't, like, have, like, a collection of marbles that you're like, ooh, these ones look cool. Like, I remember, like,
I thought they all looked
basketball
cool.
Cards. That's what we got into it. We were talking about, like, O.J. Simpson cards, like, if anybody had any. There was, like, a ton of stuff I collected, but there wasn't anything, like, niche that I collected.
Yeah, you were just, like, a basic bitch.
Yeah.
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 I mean, so same with Corinne, with stickers and...
Erasers?
Erasers. I've never heard that. She had some that good ones, too.
Right, but was that a thing? I don't think that was a thing.
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like you would know.
I don't know if everyone was doing it. I just know that she was doing it.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of stuff my family did that I thought other people were doing that they weren't. Hmm. I'll keep those to myself.
Interesting. I bet you collected something. You had to have. Everybody collected something. You probably just didn't know it. Even like when you were a child, you were like nesting. You were just like collecting hay.
Magnets, maybe? No.
I feel like
liked magnets.
I feel like you are such a
OCD like, weirdo.
Yeah,
hoarder. Like, hoarder,
not,
I think is the
not
word you're
looking
for.
Hoarder, but like you like nostalgia. So like,
yeah, but when you're a kid, you don't know that it's nostalgia.
But you have that like built into you, so like you just want to keep something. So you're probably keeping something.
My night, which is still in the basement.
One blanket? No, you were holding on to something. Interesting.
Oh, I was holding on to something.
Even like in your adolescent stages, you weren't collecting like music. I mean, everybody's collecting music, but you know what I mean? Like,
the first thing that I started collecting was, I would say, phones.
Okay.
So I started doing that in my 20s.
Nothing previous.
Not that I can recall. Trauma.
I was going to say memories, but okay.
Same thing, really.
Mm-hmm. I think the thing that we all collected, which nobody...
That's when I should have said trauma.
Nobody's thinking about is lightning bugs.
Aww, yeah. And then you'd step on them and smear their butts.
Never did that. There's the trauma. No, I would put them in a jar, poke a bunch of holes in them.
I used to collect worms. On a rainy day, I'd see how many worms I could get.
Just throw
them into a bucket.
You would grab one loose worm, put them in a bucket.
Yep.
Grab another loose worm, put them in a bucket.
Throw a bunch of worms. And then together they would make like the most disgusting
goo.
Like
slime.
Yes.
They were all in there banging.
It was wild.
They're all getting their freak
out.
That
was gross. I
getting their wormy slank.
I liked doing that. I had a pet worm once.
Yeah.
He died.
Was he long?
Froze to
was
death.
He a good
Was pretty
worm?
Good, and he had, like, the thick, like, you
the
know.
The Band-Aid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I had him in a little styrofoam cup that I had cut, and then
what
I had, like,
name?
Some leaves and stuff. I don't think I named him. I don't remember. Bridget.
I can hear you.
You
had a pet worm, and you didn't have a name for him.
He died, like, almost immediately. Maybe if I would have had more time with him. He froze to death on our front stoop.
Bones. Yeah.
So
I keep getting freeze protection alerts on my phone.
Yeah, get your worms inside.
Yeah, get your worms and your plants inside, people.
You're not supposed to plant until after Mother's Day. Doesn't everybody know that?
I don't know. I'm just telling you. I keep seeing that on
my phone. I'm going to plant, and I'm going to garden the shit out of this place this summer.
Get a bunch of worms.
No. Until I see a spider.
I think I have faith in you. You have time on your hands now.
Yeah, I do. So, get home from work and tend to my garden.
I've always wanted to have a green thumb.
I don't, but I think I'll figure it out.
You don't want to?
Oh, I don't have one.
No, I don't have. I said I always wanted to have
one. Right, I'm just letting you know that I don't. So, like, don't put too much faith into me.
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
Cool. And I just feel like it's just 10-ding to it.
Right. Remembering that it exists. Yeah. Watering it, taking care of it. Yeah.
Seriously. We'll see. Talking to plants helps.
Talking to anything helps.
Showing an affection. Talking to your worm would have helped.
Don't blame this on me. How dare you? And then I learned about Gary Connery.
Okay.
So should we... Sure. Do you have anything else that you want to talk about, or should we go into him?
Let's get into Gary.
He's actually pretty long. I got 3 pages on him, so.
Like, all the way through, you're going to... 3 pages of content?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was only 2 pages. Okay. But, yeah. I did this research. I wrote this myself.
Oh.
All of it I write myself.
Okay. What I saw, that looked like it was typed.
I typed it.
Oh.
I research, and then I type, and then I save to a PDF.
To whom it may concern.
Gary Connery was born June 18th, 1969. Got a Gemini on our hands. Oh, and last week you asked when Woodstock was, and it was
1969. Okay. It was during Gemini season, or what? No,
just letting you know.
Did I ask when Woodstock
was? Yeah, when we were talking about when Jim Morrison died, and we found out that he died in 71, which was before... our Lord and Savior Elvis, the king.
Died. Not before his reign.
No, during his reign.
Yeah.
Okay, so he was a British skydiver, base jumper, and professional stuntman. He's acknowledged as being the first skydiver to land after a wingsuit jump without a parachute. He made his first parachute jump at the age of 23 as part of his army training. And he has performed 880 skydives, so really not a lot, and 450 base jumps. As a stuntman, any questions?
Kind of. Kind of like an important one, which I feel like I should know. Why are we talking about this guy?
Because he's... I guess, yeah, I could have given a recap as to why, because I skipped a week. He's the guy who did a fall without a parachute into the cardboard boxes.
Okay. I was like, this isn't the net guy, right?
No.
Okay.
This is who we found through the net guy.
This guy did...
And then bear in mind that he also beat up his girlfriend and spent 18 months in jail.
I feel like we're going to find that out.
I don't put it in here because we already talked about it.
Oh, okay.
He threw it down a flight of stairs for... Remember they were in an argument about who to turn the light off?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll pick up some of that hostility in his bio.
I never would have seen it coming.
Okay.
But, all right. So, he has 880 skydives, 450 jumps, base jumps. As a stuntman, he's performed stunt work in various films, such as Die Another Day, The Beach, Batman Begins.
The Beach?
Yeah. Batman Begins and Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, to name a few.
Okay.
He's also acted as the stunt double for Gary Oldman, Leonardo DiCaprio,
in the beach,
Rowan Atkinson, and John
Rowan
Hurt.
Atkinson.
I don't know who that is.
It's Mr. Bean.
Ew. Okay, well, he...
What? What stunts is Mr. Bean not doing himself?
He was also a stunt person, a stunt double for the Queen of England, which I'm going to get to next.
I just want to make... Yeah, this is 100...
I bet you something in Rat Race.
How is this guy not doing his own stunts, one? And what stunts is this guy even doing? So, I'm sorry. Gary Oldman.
Yes. Leonardo DiCaprio, Rowan Atkinson, John Hurt, and the Queen of England.
I feel like none of those people look alike.
That must have been a very good stunt double. Okay.
Must have been from afar.
Yeah. So, as a stuntman, he's performed... Oh, I did that already. He was also a stunt double of the Queen during one of the parts of the 2012 Summer Olympics opening ceremonies.
Okay.
So, into that. The plot of the stunt was that they had the Queen go on a secret mission with James Bond, played by Daniel Craig, and during the mission, the Queen was supposed to ride a helicopter with Bond and parachute at the stadium during the Olympic ceremonies. During the night of the opening ceremonies, the helicopter carrying Gary Connery and Mark Sutton, who was Daniel Craig's stunt double, was given permission to take off at 8:50 p.m. and was then directed to the stadium where it assumed position, hovering at a height of 800 feet. Gary, wearing a salmon dress similar to the one worn by the Queen during the Olympic ceremonies, along with a silver wig, jumped out of the helicopter, as did Mark Sutton. Gary then deployed the parachute at 500 feet, revealing a Union flag canopy. Shortly after, the real Queen entered London's Olympic Stadium to applause, and Gary landed at a nearby bridge.
So it was supposed to be the Queen.
She was, like, parachuting into the Olympics.
Okay.
He had trained for months in the early morning hours to keep the stunt a secret. In preparation, he met with Angela Kelly, the Queen's dresser, so that she could make a replica of the Queen's dress for the evening, and the Queen made her favorite black handbag available to make the stunt look more realistic.
So her handbag.
So you think that people really were going to think this was you, Queen Elizabeth?
With
the, 'cause of the handbag.
Yes. I'd be like, I know, that's an authentic handbag.
Okay, that's that thing that he did.
Okay.
Remember, this guy's a wife beater. Next thing he did.
A queen beater.
He jumped through the center of the Eiffel Tower on a rainy day with winds gusting at 25 miles per hour. I tried looking into...
Like with a wingsuit?
I have no idea. I tried looking into how he did this, more information on it, and all that comes up if you Google him is him jumping into boxes. So,
okay. Not even with, like, the word Eiffel Tower after?
I Googled straight up Gary Conway jumps through Eiffel Tower. No wonder it didn't show up.
It's an Eiffel Tower. That feels like somebody saying, like, that's an awful towel with a lisp.
Eiffel Tower. I don't want that towel. That's an Eiffel Tower. Oh, I forgot what our other episode title was, but I think that should be it.
Like honeybee nutcracker.
Something jig. All right. On May 9th, 2003, he jumped off of... Obviously, this guy just jumps everywhere, hence the base jumping. But okay. He jumped off of Nelson's Column at Trafalgar Square in central London, in what was described as a death-defying protest stunt, which was organized by Act for Tibet in support of the Dalai Lama. He climbed the 170-foot monument without a safety harness and jumped from the top, landing...
What was it called? The what tower?
The Trafalgar, Trafalgar Square. Oh, I'm sorry. It was called Nelson's...
Nelson's what?
Column. Jeez Louise.
Not very tall.
170 feet. Still, he climbed up that thing without a safety jacket. A safety jacket.
What? And an Eiffel Tower. A safety
harness.
He climbed up it.
Without a safety harness and then
jumped.
Yeah.
Okay.
Using a parachute. At the end of the jump, he was arrested along with three other protesters. He admitted that the jump was frightening. He was the first person to jump from Nelson's Column because up to that point, the height of the monument was viewed as insufficient to allow for a successful jump.
Yeah, I mean, it's like jumping off.
You gotta jump and then deploy, like, real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, quick deploy.
That's what I said.
But, like...
Jump and then deploy real quick. And then you said quick deploy.
I feel like you gotta deploy before you jump.
I don't think you... Well, when you base jump, you more often than not, you just have your parachute in your hand.
Right.
Yeah.
So then you
so if
deploy
you,
and then jump.
Then you're... They probably would have gotten stuck on the monument.
A monument?
A monument. All right. Last but not least. The wingsuit into cardboard boxes. On May 23rd, 2012... What? On May 23rd, 2012, Gary made his wingsuit jump from a helicopter flying at a height of 2,400 feet over Ridge Wood in Buckinghamshire? I don't know. After his first wingsuit jump in 2003, he had said, "That could be landed!" Exclamation point.
That could be landed?
Yeah. Well, because you jump in a wingsuit and then you have a parachute that you deploy. So he was like, holy shit, people could just like fly in these things and land.
Oh.
Is what he came to the realization of. So then he went on this mission to do this. He went for a week to do a wingsuit flight training at Empuria Brava on the coast of Spain, which is the largest drop zone in Europe. For those that do not know, a drop zone is where skydivers go to skydive. It is called a drop zone. Before the final attempt, he made 2 test flights landing with a parachute. He also trained for weeks in Italy and Switzerland in preparation for the jump. He had to obtain permission from the Civil Aviation Authority for the dive. And the flight was filmed by Mark Sutton, who, I mean, twice this guy's come out, so I feel like maybe he's got to be the next person that we see what he's done. He was a stunt double for Daniel Craig, you know?
Mm-hmm. And also a filmer. Film person.
So 3 seconds into his record-setting flight, his wingsuit inflated. Its airflow dynamics enabled controlled gliding, and his speed reached about 80 miles per hour. At approximately 200 feet over the landing strip, he changed the configuration of his wingsuit to decrease the gliding and vertical components of his velocity to 50 miles per hour and 15 miles per hour, respectively. So apparently this wingsuit's like very high-tech. I feel like we need a whole episode just on how this guy's wingsuit worked.
Yeah.
Just before the final approach, Gary briefly appeared to lose control, but quickly recovered. For added safety during the landing, Gary wore a neck brace because he did the landing head first, which is wild.
Well, if you're in a wingsuit, you have to...
I know, but you couldn't, like, at the last minute, like, do a quick twirl like the guy in the net did?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I mean, Gary landed safely on a strip made of approximately 18,600 cardboard boxes. The landing strip was 350 feet by 45 feet.
Why boxes, too? You couldn't do, like, beds?
I don't know. I tried looking up, like, the making of this landing strip and stuff, and I couldn't find anything on it. Its maximum height was 12 feet. The landing strip included separate layers, each featuring cardboard boxes with verifying dimensions.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It took about 30 seconds for Gary to emerge from the cardboard boxes. He mentioned that although on the way down he experienced turbulence, the land was soft and comfortable. The landing was attended by about 100 spectators.
And then there were not a lot of people.
Uh-uh.
Watch this happen.
A lot of people care about British skydivers, I guess. Red Bull wasn't involved.
Mm, yeah.
So.
Do you want to watch it?
I don't know that we have to watch it. Oh, how long is it?
A minute.
Okay.
With ads. So that's
little dot is him.
That's the helicopter. Now he's falling.
There he goes.
Whee.
I don't think this is the filming that Mark Sutton did.
No, I would imagine Mark
his
Sutton's
is like up at his biz.
Yeah, would probably be up there.
Look at him. Whee. Look like flying squirrels. Damn, he's hauling. Wow.
All those boxes and he hit like 2 of them.
That's crazy. That's why the girl that he ends up beating. They're like, where are you at, Gary? Look at all those boxes.
Kind of lackluster video.
Yeah. No wonder nobody fucking cared about it.
So... yeah.
Good for him. What's up, buddy? What you doing?
Oh, so this is a 2-minute video of it looks like...
Well, I don't want to watch. I don't want to spend 2 minutes. We can watch it later, and I'll post it on the Facebook. I'll post it on the Facebook with my mobile.
Mobile. Mobile telephone.
But yeah, so that is Gary Connery and the man who jumped.
Also Rowan Atkinson's stunt double. The most important part.
And the Queen of England's.
Yeah. Mr. Bean.
There's pictures of him wearing the dress and the wig, and it is quite funny.
Is it?
They never even bring up the handbag, though. So, what can you do?
I don't know. What can you do?
Yeah.
Well, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that information.
You're very welcome. My pleasure. One thing that did happen was thanks to Marge. She let us know that the hotel in Oregon that was the exterior filming of The Shining, the Overlook Hotel, did catch fire last week. It seems that they put it out promptly and not too much harm was done. I did mean to look into it, how the fire started, et cetera, et cetera. But I did not have time to do that. I still need, I know people are dying to know the evolution of an almond. I'm still looking into that.
Also,
what other nuts can be eaten unripe?
That too.
Your mom made it very clear. Cashews are not one of them. So and we will stay away from cashews.
Did not, it was all right. I had one.
Oh yeah, Pat had one. Yeah. I brought a bushel home yesterday, which everyone saw. I posted a photo of them.
Yeah. Not to, I still have yet to figure out what it tastes like.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like a kiwi or something.
It's something. I brought a handful or two to work with me today to eat when I would normally eat my celery. And oh my God, it was so much more fun
was
to eat
it?
Celery.
I was initially shocked on how crunchy it was.
Yeah.
That blew my mind. I've like, when you bit into that, you were like, you were biting into
a nutcracker.
I wish
that we would have done it on the podcast. Yeah. That's what I wanted to do.
I was blown away how loud it was. It was like,
yeah.
Yeah, like you were eating a rock.
Mm-hmm. That's what I love about it, that yeah. crunch. They're fun to eat. Yeah. I like them, and they're juicy.
But I was imagining, like, I don't know. For some reason, I was imagining, like a creamy, like a nougat.
Yeah, it's just, like, all crunch and water. It's, like, almost like a water chestnut, yeah. but, like, sour.
Yeah, but not, like...
But crunchier.
Not, like, a sour head.
No. But these ones are a lot less sour than the first batch
was.
I think they're getting more, they must be like more ripe, yeah. I bet you.
Because, yeah, it really just had like.
It's not too sour.
Kind of like a blandish taste.
Well, they
to
say
it.
You're supposed to dip it in salt, is how it's eaten culturally, is what I was told. So you bite it in half or cut it in half and then dip like the wet end into salt and then pop it in your mouth.
It's like cheating.
There's a lot of foods that people church up.
What?
Dipping celery in peanut butter.
No.
Dipping cucumbers in ranch. All you're doing is dipping a fruit into a condiment. Is it a fruit?
It's a vegetable. Well, what?
An unripe almond.
An almond's a nut.
Oh, okay. Even before it becomes
it
a nut.
It has to be. I don't know.
Me neither.
It comes off a bush. It's a nut.
Pickling a pickle.
Pickling a pickle.
Pickling a cucumber.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things that we change to make them enjoyable. So why can't they? Why can't they?
I just, to me, it was just, you just bite into this thing and it's
heaven. I like it that way. That's how I've eaten all of them.
Now you're telling me to pour salt on it.
I told you that yesterday and you wouldn't do it.
I didn't want to.
Well. It's your funeral.
Wanted it as is. I'm gonna true.
I know, and then today Nas was like, so what do you think? Do you think they're as good as the first batch? And I said they're less sour, but I still think that they're very good. And I said, but my husband doesn't like them. And he said, yeah, it's definitely an acquired taste. Most people don't like them.
It's not that I didn't like it. I just felt like there was too much hype on. I just was asked, not hype, but I was just envisioning something completely different. Like I said, for some reason, I thought there was going to be like a, like liquid coming out.
They are, and that's the other thing. The other ones were a lot wetter than these
ones.
Is
that what it was? Yeah. For some reason, I just thought there was going to be.
But I noticed when I put them in the fridge that they're juicier now.
But they were, I took them out of the fridge.
I know, but like they were like really in the fridge.
Okay. Well, I'll give it another chance.
Yeah.
But all these things I thought it would taste like. Is how they are supposed to taste. So you just gave me a bad batch.
I just gave you a more ripe batch, I think. Which is what I'm trying to say. Mm. I wish these people would stop stopping on the corners. Making Alan go wild.
Albert.
It's a guy, move along. But, yeah. So do you have anything that you're not proud of?
Do I?
I don't know. Do you?
Do I?
Mozzarella sticks.
I know. I was trying to look into seeing the history of a blind Russian.
Pat had a little too much to drink at a supper club this weekend.
Yeah, and I got. I, yeah. I felt the blind Russian in me. So it's known as actually a black Russian, not a blind Russian.
Hmm. Well, maybe that's more culturally appropriate.
Yeah, it turns you blind, for sure. But it just tells me how to make them, and yeah, that's really it. There's no history behind it. Black Russian, blind Russian, or a dirty Russian. A Colorado Bulldog or a tall black Russian adds a splash of cola.
Why don't you tell people what it is?
Oh. So a blind Russian is vodka, coffee liqueur, and then it is, so, Bailey's and Kahlua. Sometimes the drink is prepared on the stove with hot coffee for a warm treat on cold days. And then vanilla ice cream has also been used rather than cream to make it frozen. But, yeah, a Colorado Bulldog or a tall black Russian adds a splash of cola.
Hmm. Interesting. Almost like a root beer float.
A white Mexican substitutes tequila for vodka.
Ew. Why don't you share you're not proud of it?
It's hard to share not proud of it when I don't really recall a whole lot.
All right, I'll share.
So, but apparently I ordered mozzarella sticks at a supper club.
So we get sat at our table, and the server comes up for the first time and says, I'll give you guys some time to, like, you know, browse our menu, but while you're looking, is there anything that you guys would like to drink? So we all go around, we order our drinks, and then it gets to Pat, and he goes, mozzarella sticks.
Well, I thought we had also, like, we were, like, discussing the appetizers, but we never came to, like, a group decision.
We hadn't even looked at the appetizers yet.
Oh.
And then, yeah, Pat just blurted out mozzarella sticks, and we were like, what? So then the server walks away, and then the rest of us looked at the appetizers and decided to get the bacon-wrapped water chestnuts, and those were amazing.
Did I get the packing house?
You did. Yes, you did.
How were they?
I did not really like them, but you ate pretty much all of them.
Nice.
Yeah. Which is why you weren't hungry by the time your food came and you thought that we had already eaten. So that was fun. Wish you wouldn't have gotten a steak. A fancy one at that. But anyways, what was I going to say? Water chestnuts.
But the venue was a...
Oh, the packing house. I don't know if I said that, but that's where we went.
A beautiful venue.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, if you're ever in the area, South Milwaukee, go to the packing house. It's really good.
Yep. Or if you're flying in.
Yeah, it's right by the airport.
Yep. Swing on by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have live music on Saturdays, so get yourself a band. No, don't get yourself a band.
Get yourself
if you want to get a gig, I mean, get yourself a band.
Yeah, get yourself a band. Come in, play a Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Try their mozzarella sticks. So,
yeah, my not proud of it.
We got a couple.
Well, we have mine, and then we have one that my mom shared of her friend.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
So my not proud of it was on Sunday, I made a post for my parents' anniversary, and I was going back and forth on what the caption should say because I felt like I wasn't wording it correctly and I wasn't getting my point across the way I wanted. So I kept reading it to the group and changing it and then rereading it and then changing it and reading it. So then, I mean, probably for what, at least 10 minutes, I'd say I kept changing
verbiage. Yeah, you would like read it out loud and say, does this sound right?
Yeah. And then
I went through definitely a few rough drafts.
Yeah. So then I'm finally like, all right, it's settled. This is what I'm going to say. I post it, and then, you know, I'm hanging out for a bit. People are liking it, commenting, and then my mom opens it and looks at it, and she says, oh, my God, Steph, you forgot the word fun on your post, because I said I hope that Pat and I are having as much fun as you two are, you know, when we've been together for 45 years or whatever.
And it read...
I hope Pat and I are having as much as you two are when we've been together for 45 years. And my dad's like, as much what? Sex. And I said, yeah, Dad. No, it'll be as much fill in the blank, whatever you guys want. Yeah.
This is a Mad Lib for everyone to fill in.
So then I edited it. I added the word fun. But yeah, so I was not proud. And I even said when I posted it, I was like, watch, I'm going to post it. It's just going to be like riddled with spelling errors.
And you just completely left out. And no spelling
errors. Yeah, just left out a word.
Like the main word. Keyword, yeah. Definitely like a buzzword.
Oh, yeah. So that was my not proud of it. And then my mom's friend's not proud of it was they went out on Friday night for one of their other friend's birthdays. And her husband had sent a text message to my mom and her friend and said, hey, Heather's favorite or Heather's shirt size is winning Powerball numbers. If anyone, you know, wants to get her Powerball numbers for her birthday or whatever. So then my mom's talking to her friend and she's like, did you get Heather anything? Blah, 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 blah. And sorry, her friend's like, no, I've been searching everywhere for Powerball t-shirts and I can't find Powerball t-shirts. I don't know what they're talking about. I found pictures of people with Powerball numbers on their shirts, but that's after they've already won. There's nothing that's just a Powerball t-shirt. that's the not proud of it.
Yep.
She misread the text.
It was supposed to be Powerball.
Her shirt size is winning Powerball numbers.
Yeah. Because I'm assuming that I think we're missing a previous text saying, like, what...
My mom sent us a screenshot of it.
Right, but I think you left that. Somebody asked, what is Heather's shirt size? And then that person said her shirt size is winning Powerball ticket numbers. Right? That makes it make more sense, I think.
Did she send it to both of us or just me? Yeah, no, he just said, Heather wears a size winning Powerball numbers. Hmm. And maybe you girls can find it for her. I've tried, and 26 years later, I still can't find a store to sell me one. It's the only thing she still wants and asks for this one and asks for to this day. Ha, ha, ha. So that was it. And then that friend was like, I'm going to find this goddamn Powerball t-shirt. She's been asking for one to this day. That's funny.
But yeah. That is funny.
Mm-hmm. Shall we live and learn and pass it on?
Yeah, but before we do.
Yeah.
I feel like you left out some trivial facts our entire relationship.
What's that?
You were like, so Saturday night we watched the movie Titanic.
Yes.
And you were like spitting facts hard and you've never shared one on this podcast and or with me facts about the Titanic in from the movie.
Have we ever watched the Titanic together?
No.
I think it'd be a little weird for me to just run through facts of the
like
Titanic.
How much you talk about Titanic, you've never, and I guess one, I only know one that sticks out was that during the filming of Titanic, whenever they're in the water, that the water was the same temperature as...
That one might have been a lie, but I know that it was cold.
But I know that it was cold and people got hypothermia. You said it prior to her, Kate Winslet, getting in it. And yeah. Then she got in and she was like, woohoo!
I know for sure it was cold and that people for sure got hypothermia. I don't know that it was the same temperature as the water.
Well, never mind. But you were like... Every scene, you were like, here's a fact. Leonardo DiCaprio is about to come on the wrong side of the pipe on this scene. I was like, what? But yeah, I guess we've never watched Titanic together, so.
Oh, man. All right, let's see.
You were like. It's like you were in the movie reading the commentary.
Yeah. So the water was 50 degrees.
It's still cold.
Yeah, that's pretty cold.
You read it?
Boy.
You read, though, that it was 29 degrees?
That's the water of the Titanic.
It's the water of the Titanic. It's the water.
It sounds like they eventually warmed it up to 80 degrees, though. So. They
yeah, I'm sure. Like, when it's like. Their way. Yeah. Maybe just for, like, some reaction shots. Yeah. But, like, when they were just, like, running around and I thought
how
it was
cold
50.
Was the.
You said 29 degrees.
I want to see if I'm right.
You were. You looked it up.
Oh, I did?
Yes. That I don't think you know off the top of your head.
28.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. Unreal. But yeah, I love the Titanic. Why do you think that I'm so obsessed with trying to get to these Titanic museums that
I
you've
know
constantly
you are.
Been
I just, like I said, I did
from.
Not know that you had such...
vast knowledge of the filming of the Titanic.
And you were like... You know, you knew about the cook, and you knew every scene he was about to just appear and start drinking out of his flask. But you were just like, Like you, it's like you had directed the movie.
Well, finally time to tell you. Take off my face. I'm Michael Bay or whatever his name is.
James Cameron. You take off your mask and you're Michael Bay. I'd be like, this doesn't do anything. Why does Michael Avatar. Bay? Why does Michael Bay know so much about Titanic? I'd still be having the same time. Take off my mask. Bad episode of Scooby Doo. You're a bunch of different people.
And then I take off my last mask and I'm Mr. Bean.
I'm like, wait, you're not supposed to talk.
Bean.
Magic.
Bean.
Magic. So if anybody just heard that, it went bean magic, bean magic, for no reason. That's not like that's what he says.
He does say bean. That's all he says is bean.
In one episode, he said magic, and I guess apparently he said bean.
Yeah, because that's his name.
Me bean.
That's all he ever says I've never heard him say
bean.
Oh, I hate him. Okay.
I love him so much.
Whew. I've learned that the sweetest sound of all is... I've read that one. Name spoken by a boy you like. I've learned that in relationships, it's better to have an end with misery than misery without an end. Age 43. That's very true. That's very true. Crying now. I've learned that when I'm angry, my mouth works faster than my brain. Age 58. Also true. Also true. I've learned that when praying for your enemies instead of fighting with them helps both them and you. What? I read that flow was completely wrong. One moment. This also was written by a 14-year-old.
Oh, jeez. Spoiler.
Just remember that. I think it started off. I've learned that praying for your enemies instead of fighting with them helps both them and you. I don't think a 14-year-old wrote that.
But you're telling me that's who it is.
I know. I'm telling you, I don't think this is true.
I don't think it is either. That's why I said it didn't seem right.
I've learned that after you retire, you spend half your time looking for things you lose. Age 74.
That's all the time.
Yeah, that's just life, lady. I've learned that everyone has two choices. Either you grow up and take responsibility for your life, or you don't. Age 51. That person has some kids that have done nothing with their lives, and she's like, my fucking just freeloading ass.
You do this, or you
kid.
Don't.
Take responsibility, or you don't.
I thought you were going to say die.
Shit or get off the pot.
Yeah.
I don't know what this guy's doing.
He's rearing.
But yeah, so... March of the Honeydew Queen? It's something, and it's right on the tip of my tongue. I swear to God, I saw it on Disney Plus last...
It was probably the March of the Nutcracker King.
That's a movie?
The Case of the Broken Nutcracker.
No.
It's like a Hardy Boy book title.
I'll find it.
Well, we don't have to tie up the end of this for this.
Very fine. Someone knows, and someone's listening, and they know, so just text me when you hear this, because it's driving me insane, and I don't know that I'll be able to find it. I swear I saw it on Disney Plus.
I was supposed to be like the sound of a text.
All right, well, anything else you'd like to share?
I don't think so. I think we covered it all. We got it all off.
Thank you for listening. Again, tell me what movie I'm thinking of. Send me pictures of your nutcrackers. And if you have a not proud of it that you'd like to share with us, or something that you'd like to hear us talk about, you can send us a message on Facebook or Instagram at notproud_of_it, or you can send us an email to NPOI247365@gmail.com. Thank you, and goodbye.
Goodbye.